On my way here, I was sitting in this room in another part of the building, and I walked past this sign on the wall that said, "The kingdom of God is now or never." So we are here spending an afternoon together. Which implies time, spending time together, to go into that which is beyond time, the kingdom of God, now. There's always a paradox that comes when you speak of the timeless, eternal, present, the timeless dimension of consciousness, where you know your own essence as timeless. And yet, out in this world, undoubtedly, time continues. So we are spending time to go into the timeless, already a paradox. The event itself, sitting here this afternoon, as an experience being here this afternoon, also passes fairly quickly. It was a future event for a while for you. In other words, it only existed as a thought form, which is all that future is. There is no future except as a thought form. And now it's here. But since time is could be compared to an express train in which you are sitting and that's traveling and it doesn't stop, you can't get off. This experience also, of course, is fleeting. It passes. Before you know it, now it's now, it fills your perception. It fills the space of now. It fills your awareness, your space of awareness. And then, before you know it, it's gone. Or let's say, where does it move? Past, future, okay. It was future, it's now. And before you know it, it's over. And the experience itself then only exists as another thought form. It was, it's now past. And so it's amazing how fleeting all experiences are in one's life. And the older you get, the more you realize that truth. So much so that some old people say, "Was that it?